This week, the Federal Reserve announced a quarter-point interest rate cut. At first glance, 0.25% may seem like a tiny adjustment, but interest rate decisions ripple through nearly every corner of the economy, from your credit card bill to the stock market. So let's break it down. What this cut means, why it matters, and how it could affect your personal finances. Why the Fed cut rates? The Fed's primary job is to balance two things: stable prices, inflation control, and maximum employment, a strong labor market. By cutting rates, the Fed is signaling it wants to give the economy a little more breathing room. Key reasons behind this move: slowing growth. Recent data suggests growth is cooling, both domestically and globally. Lowering rates encourages borrowing and investment. Market volatility. Rate cuts are often used to boost investor confidence during uncertain times. Debt service costs. With U.S. government debt at record levels, lower interest rates also make it cheaper for the Treasury to borrow. What it means for your personal finances. One, credit cards and AMP, variable loans. Most credit cards have variable APRs tied to the Fed's rate decisions. A quarter-point cut won't erase your debt, but you might see interest rates dip slightly. For someone carrying $10,000 in credit card debt, this could mean $25.30 less in annual interest costs. Two, mortgages and AMP, refinancing. Mortgage rates don't move in lockstep with the Fed, but they're heavily influenced by it. If you're shopping for a house or considering refinancing, you could see lower offers. Even a 0.25% drop on a 30-year loan can save tens of thousands over time. Three, auto loans and AMP, personal loans. Expect to see slightly cheaper borrowing options. For big-ticket items like cars, this can make financing more appealing, though it's still crucial to avoid stretching your budget. Four, savings accounts, CDs, and bonds. Here's the downside. Yields on savings accounts and CDs are likely to fall. If you've enjoyed 4-5% returns on high-yield savings recently, those numbers could slide lower. Long-term bonds also become less attractive since they'll lock in lower rates. Five, investments and AMP, the stock market. Wall Street tends to cheer lower rates because cheap borrowing fuels corporate growth. Stocks could rally in the short term, but remember, the Fed typically cuts rates when it's worried about growth. That's not a sign the economy is booming. The bigger picture. A 0.25% cut alone won't solve the economy's challenges. Here, S what's lurking in the background. Inflation. While inflation has cooled from its peak, it's still above the Fed's 2% target. Cutting rates risks reigniting price pressures. Government debt. U.S. national debt is approaching $35 trillion. Lower rates ease the burden of interest payments, but they don't fix the underlying problem. Global headwinds. Europe and China are experiencing weak growth. Global slowdowns often spill into U.S. markets. What you should do now? Pay down high-interest debt. Use any interest rate relief to accelerate debt payoff. It's still the fastest guaranteed return on your money. Consider refinancing. If mortgage rates dip, run the numbers. Refinancing could save thousands. Don't chase yield blindly. Savings accounts may pay less, but don't overreach into risky assets just to chase returns. Stay diversified. Rate cuts can boost markets, but they also signal caution. Stick to a long-term investment plan instead of making emotional moves. Bottom line, the Fed's 0.25% rate cut is designed to stimulate growth and reassure markets. For everyday Americans, the effects will be subtle: a few dollars saved on debt, possibly lower mortgage payments, and lower savings yields. But remember, rate cuts don't fix structural issues like government debt or long-term inflation pressures. The best move you can make is to stay disciplined, reduce debt, build cash reserves, and keep investing consistently. In other words, don't let a small rate cut distract you from the big picture.